Macmillan Audio presents Ink, Iron, and Glass by Gwendolyn Clare. Read for you by Lauren Fortgang. Chapter 1. No great mind has ever existed without a touch of madness. Aristotle. 1891. The scribed world of Veldana. Elsa crouched beside the tide pool, the hem of her skirt gathered over her arm to keep it off the algae-slick rocks. A new species of starfish had emerged, but whether it would persist in the world or not was an open question. Elsa pulled on her clockwork glove and activated the stability sensors in the fingertips, then gently lifted the starfish out of the water with her other hand. The creature was quite lovely, orange and long-limbed and prickly against her skin, though Elsa tried not to get too attached just yet. New species sometimes destabilized and ceased to exist. She waved her hand over the starfish, and the mechanical innards of the glove buzzed against her palm, tiny gears whirring. After a minute, the indicator light on the back of the glove flicked on, green, for stable. Elsa let out the breath she'd been holding, relieved. Then the starfish imploded in her hand, folding in on itself and disappearing with a soft pop. Belatedly, the indicator light switched from green to red. Unstable.
You don't say.